And as promised, we turn to sports now, and our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Bob, glad we got to you. How are you?
Oh, real good, Paul. What a busy, another busy weekend for the sports crowd, wasn't it?
Well, it was busy, and there was, even before the weekend, some pretty big news being made by the Steelers, announcing that for just the second time in their illustrious history, they are retiring the number of one of their players. They're going to retire Mean Joe Green's number 75. They'll have a ceremony in November when the Ravens come to town, the dreaded Baltimore Ravens. And, Bob, why is it that the Steelers take very few of their numbers out of the mix and retire them?
Yeah, this is big. I mean, the organization's thinking has always been, well, a number, if it's retired, goes out of circulation, but a number that stays active or actually recalls the identity of the person who wore it. So they didn't want to retire the numbers. However, no player has ever worn 75 since Mean Joe Green retired. So it's been a de facto retirement. They made it official. It's a big deal.
And will there be more numbers retired? For example, another number that they've taken out of circulation is Terry Bradshaw's number 12. Is that the next one?
It could very well be. I think that's a decision the organization will make. It'll be interesting to see where they go with this, because you're right. Number 12, number 32, Franco Harris, 58, Jack Lambert, 59, Jack Ham. You don't see those numbers used. So if they're not using them, then maybe they will be officially retired. Don't know where that's going yet.
Speaking of Jack Lambert, he was part of that great draft class of 1974. It's the 40th anniversary of that unprecedented number of Hall of Famers from that class, of which Jack Lambert was one. Four guys went to the Hall of Fame. Tell us about how special that particular class of 74 draftees was, Bob.
Well, we have four Hall of Famers in one draft. That's twice as many from any other draft ever in history. It was the greatest draft in the history of the NFL. And Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Mike Webster, and Jack Lambert, all chosen within the first five rounds. And the Steelers had accumulated a nucleus of talent. You knew they were getting better. But this draft is the draft that really put them over the top, really put all the pieces in place and led to the dynasty of the 70s, four Super Bowls in 6 years.
Right. It started that year, 1974. And by 1980, as you said, they had won four Super Bowls. Now it's up to six, but it wouldn't have happened without that core group. We're talking with our sports guy, Bob Dvorak. And Bob, before we wrap up, wanted to talk about baseball. Recently, the outgoing commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, came through Pittsburgh on somewhat of a victory tour, visiting cities to talk about his legacy. What, in your estimation, is the legacy of Bud Selig?
Well, I'll call it Bud Ball from now on. But before Bud Selig took over, baseball was the same game, but the circumstances around the game have really changed. The number of playoff teams, the sharing of broadcast revenue, the proliferation of new ballparks across America, and let's not forget, there was the steroid era on Bud's watch as well. So I think it's fair to say that this under Bud Selig, baseball is different from what we knew it in 1990.
And is it better? And has the playing field been leveled for the small market teams like Pittsburgh? He pointed to last year's playoff appearance by the Pirates as proof that it has, but has it really?
Yeah, you can say is it better? I know it's different. Is it better? Probably in some areas it is, but still, yeah, with the small revenue teams, I'll call them, like the Pirates and the Reds and even the Brewers, until you see one of those teams really win a World Series or really establish themselves, I don't know that you can say that the playing field is level. You don't have that cycle of winning and then rebuilding and going through all that stuff again.
Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak joining us. Check out his video blog, Sports and That. Bob, as always, great thanks to you for joining us.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.fm. That's WESA.fm or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.